Matthew chapter 5, and then beginning at the 14th verse. Amen. And the word of the Lord reads, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
May God bless us through this reading of his holy word.
Yes. Amen.
And tonight we're going to use for a subject. Amen. Going forward into a new year. Amen. Let your light shine.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's it. Let your light shine. Amen. I just want to preface in saying that the year 2020 shaped up to be a year like no other and has secured a place in history as a time of fear and panic. It will be remembered as a critical moment in time that was marked by profound sadness. And even though we are nearing the end of the year 2022, some of us are still reeling and feeling the aftershocks as a reminder that the war is not over.
Yes.
And that we are still in a battle.
Yes.
In a time of great moral and social and religious decline, it seems that some people have become detached from God and no longer focusing on the greatness of God.
Yes.
In view of what churches are encountering today, it seems that there is a lack of passion when it comes to worship that leaders are witnessing on a broad scale. In a time of war, the Lord needs front linemen on their posts.
Yes. Yes.
He needs all of the prayer warriors on their posts. Down through the years, we have heard saints refer to themselves as soldiers in the army of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. But you look around today and you ask, where is God's soldiers? We are smack dead in the middle of a spiritual warfare on a scale that many of us have never seen in our lifetime. But where are God's soldiers? Amen. The rulers of the darkness of this world. Amen. They're wreaking havoc everywhere and in all places. And I ask you a question again. Where are God's soldiers? Where's his army? The effect that the pandemic has had on churches has left some saints of God here, there, and some are nowhere to be found. Some have backslid into complacency, abandoned their posts, and became idle. Amen. Some have taken off their armor, and they put down their weapons, and they did flee. Some went AWOL. Amen. They're absent without leave. And they turned back to the rudiments of this world and gave up on God altogether. But how can you be called a soldier in the army of the Lord when you have turned your back on God? Jesus said, no man, having put his hand to the plow,
yes,
looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And as Jeremiah said, if thou hast run with the footmen,
yes,
and they have wearied thee,
yes,
then how can thou contend with the horses?
Yes.
The Apostle Paul gave us to know, amen, that we must fight, amen, the good fight of faith.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. There's always trouble on every hand. Amen. You have nursed your wounds long enough.
Yes.
Now get up and fight.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You've got any fight in you.
Yes.
Amen. Get up and fight.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. You can heal.
Yes.
Amen. You can recover.
Yes.
If you would arise.
Yes, sir.
And call upon your God.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Come on and say amen.
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 Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Spiritual leaders. In this day and age, amen, must strengthen those, amen, that remain.
Yes.
Amen, the Lord has preserved unto himself a remnant.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen, a remnant that will rebuild the kingdom of God on the right foundation. Amen, we can't say, amen, that every house of God or every sanctuary, amen, that opened up was of God.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Some people, amen, call themselves, amen, by certain titles, amen, and God didn't give it to them.
Right.
Amen. I will say this, praise God, and if folk may not like what I say, amen, praise God, but after this pandemic was over, some churches were closed by design.
Uh-huh.
Amen, because they weren't doing the work of the Lord anyway.
Yeah.
Amen, they were shysty. Amen. Abusing their power in the gospel. Amen. Taking advantage of good people. Amen. So, amen. Guess what? Some churches, amen. God just said, guess what? Amen. This is it. Amen. And he shut the door. Amen. And they will never reopen again.
Yes.
Glory to God. Amen. So, God is calling, amen, people now. Amen, that's going to do it right.
Amen.
And if COVID didn't do anything else, amen, when you were on lockdown,
amen,
amen, you should have got the wisdom of that, amen. That was your time to reset.
Yes.
And everything that you didn't do right before then,
yes,
amen, you should have made up in your mind coming out of this. I'm not going back to the way I was. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Do not worry about who's here and who's not here.
Mm-hmm.
Don't concern yourself, amen, with who came back and who walked away. Amen. God, he don't need a whole lot.
Amen.
Amen. But he'll use, amen, what he's got.
Yes.
I remind you of a man named Gideon.
Yes, Lord.
When he was in preparation, amen, for battle against the Midianites. Amen. He started out, amen, with 32,000 men.
Yes.
Amen. And the Lord chose an army of 300. The Bible says. Amen. Because he told Gideon that they are too many. So he handpicked those, amen, that would get the job done and efficiently.
Yes.
Amen. So that nobody would look back and say, I did it.
Yes.
That nobody would rob God of his glory. And a whole lot of that, amen, goes on in the church mess on today.
Yes.
Amen. Folk want to pat on the back. It's all about the pomp and circumstances. Amen, but God wants real people.
Yes.
Amen, that's not going to rob him of his glory.
Yes.
Amen, because he said, amen, all the glory belongs to him.
Yes.
Yes.
It's his, it belongs to him.
Yes.
I'm the Lord, that is my name and my glory. Will I not get to another?
Yes.
Hallelujah, he called you. Amen, praise God, so that you can do it his way.
Yes.
Amen, the word of God says that the Lord delivered the Midianites and the host,
yes,
into the hands of 300 men.
My yes.
Lord. Now, theoretically, one might conclude that there is strength in numbers. Amen. But when it comes to the Lord, it doesn't hold to be true.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because one plus God is always going to be the majority.
That's right.
And when he's backing you up, Amen. You've got everything you have in order to make it.
Yes.
Amen. Sometimes, amen, we depend on, you know, certain people, amen, to get us out of a fix. Hallelujah. But amen, now God put us in a position, amen, that you can't look to anybody but him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's going to make a way.
Yes.
Amen. Out of nowhere at all.
Yes.
Amen. God's going to make a way.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Amen. He used 300 valiant men to defeat an entire army despite the disadvantage. And we might look around, praise God, and see, amen, the waning membership and feel like, amen, we're at a disadvantage. No, we are not. Amen. Guess what? The Spirit of the Lord didn't go anywhere.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. People come and go, praise God, but the Spirit of the Lord is here.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's the only thing that matters. Amen. Oftentimes we're worried about, you know, just filling seats. Amen. You know, and sometimes it's just full of people that offer nothing. Amen. Just dead weight. Amen. Come the way down the service. Yes. Glory to God. Amen. But God wants people, amen, who's going to serve him.
Yes.
Amen. With all of their heart.
Yes.
With all of their mind.
Yes.
With all of their soul.
Yes. Amen.
He wants people, amen, that don't mind making sacrifices.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. He wants people, amen, that love him. Amen. Just because they love him.
Amen.
Amen. Who will worship him.
Amen.
Amen. Just because of who he is.
Yes.
And not because of what he
yes.
can give them. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, 22,000 had initially departed because they were fearful and they were afraid. And in contrast, amen, we have, amen, saints of God, amen, that won't return to fellowship service because they are afraid. Amen, they're going to catch something. Amen, praise God. But these same people that's afraid, amen, you find them in the supermarket. You find them in the mall. You find them in the nail salon. You find them, amen, in the braiding parlor for 6+ hours. Amen, getting the knotless braids. Glory to God. You find them, amen, in you know, gathering. Amen. When there's a football game and watching the men in the tights, amen, running on the field, catching the ball, and they won't even give God a 5-second, now you lay me down to sleep, pray. Amen. They won't even, praise God, do what the Lord requires of them. Amen. But they're afraid, amen, to come to fellowship service. Amen. It seems to me that some people's fears, amen, are just a matter of circumstances.
Yeah.
Amen. And out of convenience, I should say. Mm-hmm. Amen. When it's convenient, I can't come to church because I heard about, amen, the variant B4567. I can't, amen, come to church because we got the RSV and the flu.
Yes.
And now we got the XX, double Y. Triple V, amen, praise God, that's on his way,
yes.
Amen, from Asia.
Yes.
All right, but you can go everywhere else,
yes.
Amen, except the house of God.
That's right.
Amen, because you're afraid, amen, and it seems that some saints, amen, have descended so far into complacency, amen, till all of this is no more relevant. I don't have to come to church. Amen. I can just go online and sit on my sofa in my pajamas and eat my corn flakes. Amen. And just pop on anybody's service. Amen. And get 5 seconds worth of Jesus and go on about my day. Amen. But you should not forsake
yes.
to assemble yourself.
That's yes. right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. With your brothers and sisters. Amen. Our inheritance are among those who are sanctified.
Yes.
Yes. Glory to God.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. When did God tell anybody, amen, to stop caring about the things of God?
Yes.
When did God tell anybody to stop supporting the ministry of Jesus Christ? All right, as Haggai said, amen, is it time for you, amen, to dwell in your sealed houses while the house of the Lord lie wait? Huh? He said, consider your ways.
Yes.
You got a problem, amen, with supporting ministry all of a sudden? Amen, because it's just convenient for me to say I'm staying home because of everything that's going on. But where's your faith?
My God, help us, Mary.
Where's your faith?
You're fishing.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. This message comes to encourage.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. The men and the women of that.
Yes.
Amen. To remain in this race.
Amen.
Amen. You chose to stay.
Amen.
Amen. Despite the odds. Amen. Praise God. When everything, amen, was when we were in the thick of it. Glory to God. And you didn't know, amen, which end was up. Amen. There's some leaders that fought,
yes,
amen, to keep their ministries alive.
Yes.
Amen. Refused to die. Amen. Praise God. Because the enemy, amen, in retrospect, thought that he could use this particular event,
yeah,
amen, to shut down everything.
Right.
Amen. And just to, you know, even stop the dissemination of the gospel. Amen. But guess what? You fought. Hallelujah, to keep your doors open.
Yes.
Amen. You fought to hold on.
Yes.
Amen. To what God gave you.
Yes.
Amen. You defied the odds and told the enemy, I'll go hang in there.
Yes.
I have to stand by myself.
Yes.
Yes.
You didn't give up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God wants to encourage you.
Yes, thank you.
Amen. And let you know. Amen, that you got to move forward.
Yes.
Amen, and as soldiers in the army of the Lord, amen, you can't look backwards. Amen, soldiers stay in a forward move.
Yes.
Amen, no need to keep looking back. Amen, trying to figure out what happened. Amen, just keep marching forward.
Yes.
Amen, there's a whole new generation of people, amen, that must be reached.
Yes.
Yes.
There's a whole new generation of people, amen, that will fill, amen, the church houses.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jesus said, ye are the light.
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You're the light of the world. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. And you were called for.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Amen. To be a beacon of light and truth in times of darkness. Amen. And in respect of geopolitical issues, amen, there are some dark days ahead, saints of God.
Amen.
Amen. We have seen the increase of violence and acts of cruelty that spans the globe.
Yes.
Amen. We have witnessed unprecedented human suffering.
Yeah.
Amen. Caused by disease, death, and war.
Mm.
And there are souls, saints of God, amen, that are hurting. Amen. And they're looking for answers. There are souls, amen, that need to hear a word of hope,
yes,
and encouragement.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. There are souls that are blind and have been taken captive, amen, by the enemy. Amen. So our target, amen, is to reach out, amen, to these lost,
yes,
and hurting souls. Amen. And let them know, amen, that Jesus is the answer.
Yes.
And that Jesus,
yes,
is the way.
Yes.
Glory to God. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
In 1 Peter 3:15, it says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Saints of God, let your light shine.
Yes.
And compel the sinners, amen, to come out of darkness Amen. And to walk in the light of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. As Paul admonished Brother Timothy, he said, preach the word.
Yes.
Amen. It's not what you call yourself. It's not what men call you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Your work should speak for you.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Preach the word.
Yes.
Be instant in season.
Yes.
Out of season. Yes. Reprove. Rebuke. Exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine.
Yes.
Jesus Christ is the true light.
Yes.
The Bible says that lighteth every man that cometh into the world.
Yes.
Our aim and our objective, saints of God, moving forward is to preach Jesus.
Yes.
And not ourselves.
Yes.
To preach Jesus. And not politics.
Yes.
Preach Jesus.
Yes.
And not philosophical views.
Yes.
Preach Jesus.
Yes.
Him crucified.
Yes, Lord.
Dead.
Yes.
Risen. Coming back again.
Yes.
And then we got to preach Jesus.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. As we march forward into this new season. Amen. Praise God. We got to ask God, amen, to take us back to the old time.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. What's old, amen, has to become new again.
Yes.
Amen. And sometimes, amen, we feel like being enclosed in the walls is the only way, amen, where the word of God can be heard. Amen. But I recall times, amen, where people would just set up tents. Amen. In the city of Newark.
Yes.
Amen. Get their bullhorn and just pick a corner.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. So, you know, God can use you, amen, in unconventional settings.
Yes.
Amen. Some people get used to the norm.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But how about, you know, letting God, amen, do a new thing in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And take you outside of what you're accustomed to. Amen. For the sake of reaching souls. Amen. Because this is where we are today.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We're living in the last days. Praise God. And we've been saying it for years. Mm-hmm. Amen. But if you didn't know it then, you ought to know it now.
Yes.
Glory to God. And if not that, amen, the things that we are seeing today has never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. They've been happening all along, but the intensity of it.
Yes.
Amen. The frequency of earthquakes and wars and diseases. Amen. All these things happen. Amen. Simultaneously. Amen. It's a sign, praise God, of the times.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. You ask the weatherman. Amen. Look at the sky. What's going to happen? Oh, it's going to rain today. Amen. Amen. What's going to happen tomorrow? Oh, it's going to snow today. Amen. Men can discern the face of the sky, but they can't discern the signs of the time.
Yes.
Much of what we're seeing now has already been written.
Amen.
Glory to God, and we're seeing it in real time.
Yes.
Glory to God, hallelujah. There's no way, amen, coming out of what this world went through, the judgment that we went through, amen, people should have went back, amen, to their old ways and shenanigans. Amen, but guess what they did?
Yes, they did.
Amen, soon as they start lifting restrictions, oh, we going to party. Amen, we going to the club. Uh-huh, God delivered some folk from COVID.
Yes.
Amen, some he took, some he didn't take. Amen, and some who made it out, you think they would have told God, thank you. You think they would have said, Lord, I'm going to give you my all? No, they went back to the same old shenanigans. The same old way. But God didn't bring us this far. Amen. To go back to do the same old thing. Amen. We owe God a thank you.
Hallelujah.
We owe him our life. I know somebody that lost life on my job, lost 4 family members in a matter of weeks. And we're here. Glory to God.
Yes.
In order to give God the thanks that he deserves.
Yes.
Glory. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The word of God says that we ought to ask for the old path.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the good way?
Mm-hmm.
And walk therein.
Mm-hmm.
Saints of God, the power is in the preaching of the cross.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it is the power of God unto salvation.
Yes. Yes.
To everyone that believes.
Yes.
Amen. That's why we can't get away. Amen. From preaching Jesus. We can preach anybody in the Bible. Up and down, back and forth. Amen. Praise God. But the gospel of Jesus Christ bring with it light.
Yes.
Amen. And when the gospel, saints of God, is preached.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. It will bring light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. Amen. When the gospel is preached,
yes.
Amen, it will loose the captives.
Yes.
Amen. And cause the oppressed, amen, to go free.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Ye are my witnesses.
Yes.
Saith the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You're witnesses of his delivering power.
Yes.
Amen.
You're witnesses of his saving grace.
Yes.
Amen. You're witnesses. Amen. Of all that God has done for you. Amen. In Jesus Christ. Amen. He's in you. The hope of glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You are the light of the world.
Yes.
The Bible says, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden.
Yes.
Amen. So let your light shine.
Yes.
Amen. The word of God lets us know in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. But if our gospel be hid,
yes.
It is hid to them that are lost.
Yes.
Amen. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine upon them.
Yes.
Amen. It was God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness.
Yes.
And one of the characteristics of light, amen, is to break up darkness.
Yes.
Amen. You could be in the darkest of room.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But you, if you light a candle,
mm-hmm.
if you strike a match, if you turn on a flashlight, amen. Guess what? It breaks up. Amen. The darkness.
Yes.
Right.
Glory to God. And if you want, amen, praise God, to see the darkness broken, amen, in our communities, amen, then let your light shine.
Yes. Yes.
If you want to see a change, amen, in your household, amen, then let your light shine.
Yes.
If you want to see souls crying out in repentance, amen, and coming back, amen, to salvation. Amen, then let your light shine.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
The light of the glorious gospel of Christ has drawing power.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
His name, praise God, has the power to draw nations.
Yes. Yes.
And that's why he said, and I, if I be lifted up from
yes.
the earth, he said, I will draw men unto me.
Yes.
So it's not in my name. It's not in your name. It's in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And we've got to go back. Amen. To calling on the name of Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Because his name is the name above every name.
Yes.
High above principalities.
Yes.
High above powers.
Yes.
High above every name that is named.
Yes.
In this world.
Yes, Lord.
And in the world to come.
Yes.
Yes.
Let your light shine.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
When the church is silent, saints of God, that's when darkness prevails.
Amen.
All right? When the churches or the saints of God abandoning post. Amen. They see no relevance in any of this. The enemy's got them right where he wants them to be. Because then he'll run amok. I don't have, you know, God's prayer warriors that took a break. God's evangelist is no longer evangelizing. So guess what? I'm just going to run through the city. Murder folk. Have people killing each other. All right. Because the church wants to be silent. Amen. But this is not the time, saints of God, to be silent.
Yeah.
Amen. When ye are the light of the world, it's time to shine your light.
Yes.
Amen. Because God has put in you the power.
Yes.
Amen. To break up, amen, the darkness in your communities.
Yes.
Yes, he has.
Yes.
Glory to God. We don't have to ask God to do what he's given us already to do.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, behold, I've given you the power.
Yes.
To tread upon scorpions and serpents and scorpions. Amen. And all the powers of the enemies.
Yes.
Amen. And nothing by any means shall harm you.
Yes.
Glory to God. But you got to let your light shine.
Yes.
Amen. Because when you don't let your light shine, guess what? Amen. The enemy has the advantage. Amen. We can't blame God. We can't blame the devil. Amen. You take a look in the mirror and say, well, this is, I'm not doing my job.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Blessed be.
Let your light shine.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Amen. The God, gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Wants to encourage every believer.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. That darkness shall be destroyed.
Yes.
Because the word of God lets us know. Praise God.
Praise God.
For this cause. Did the Son of God come into the world that he might destroy, amen, the works of the devil?
Amen.
Amen. We are the children of light.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. It is time for us, amen, to be serious, amen, about our jobs.
Amen.
Amen. We're employed by a greater power, regardless of what your carnal job is. Amen. The board of education. Amen. The universities. Amen. The hospitals. Wherever you are. Amen. That's secondary.
Yes,
amen. Amen. But God's work has to be first.
Amen.
Glory to God. We're moving, amen, into a new time, in a new season. Amen. Praise God. Where darkness will increase, saints of God. Amen. So we cannot, amen, hide our light under a bushel.
Yes.
Amen. A city that sit on a hill, amen, should not be hid. Amen. The word of God says, so let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven.
Yes.
Amen. We're in this thing not for ourselves, but to glorify our Father,
yes,
which is in heaven.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. He's the one that called you. Amen. He's the one, amen, that brought you out of darkness,
yes,
into his marvelous light.
Yes.
Amen. He's the one, amen, that we should try to please.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. So use the light of Christ,
yes,
that's in you.
Yes.
Amen. To break the power.
Yes.
Amen. To loose the chains.
Yes.
Amen. To destroy the enemy,
yes,
and all his work.
Yes.
Amen. To subdue and conquer.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. You can do it. Amen. Because God. To the front of the line.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He called the best of the best.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He said the last shall be first.
Yes.
The first shall be last. Excuse,
yes,
me. Did I say it backwards? Amen. The first shall be last and the last shall be first.
Yes.
Amen. And some of y'all don't realize, praise God, that we're on the last leg,
yes,
of the race.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And sometimes they've been the ones who got the last leg. Amen. They got to run the hardest and the fastest. Glory to God, because time is winding up.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So you got to run and keep on running.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You got to make up in your mind. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to give God everything that I've got.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And I'm going to let my
thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Shine. Yes. Come on, let's praise the Lord.
Y'all doing all right?